All right, class, welcome back for this year and this semester. Those of you who are new students in Ever-Increasing Word Training Center, it's apostolic as well as prophetic. So there's a lot of things we're going to cover, my team going to cover with you this semester. I'm going to begin this semester by teaching on the exploit, plural, of faith, things out of the ordinary. I guess Paul talked about the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, manifestations that are not in the ordinary form. I want to begin with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 and 34 out of that faith chapter, give us some emphasis on exploit. As we look at the 32nd verse, and what shall I most say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jethro, of David, also in Samuel, and of the prophet, who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lion, quenched the violent of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness was made strong, waxed vigilant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Now, these exploits of faith, I want to tell you a revelation that I got from Mark 11, 22 that I want this class to have, because I went through many years not really fully knowing this like the Lord revealed it to me a few weeks ago or a few days ago. Mark 11, 22, where it says, have faith in God. One part of it says, have faith in God. Translators have turned it into have the faith of God, have the God kind of faith, and I agree. But actually, the scripture the Lord told me says, he was telling us to have faith in God. And so to explain that, there are three capacities here. Have faith in God, have faith in his word, and have faith in his prophet. Now, 2 Chronicles 20:20, I'll tell you about having faith in his prophet. But I think people have tried to take scriptures and have faith in the word and never built or established their faith in God. Everything comes from God. He's the source of everything. And so we have to have faith in him. So we'll start dealing with this. First of all, nothing works in this kingdom outside of faith. It takes faith to get any result in this kingdom. The kingdom we talk about in Romans 14, 17, the kingdom of righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. The kingdom we talk about in Matthew 6, 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Is God's kingdom citizenship works by faith. So we have to study the lesson of faith. And what you learned just now in Mark 11, 22, actually is the commentary of the whole 11th chapter of Hebrews, especially in the 11th chapter of Hebrews in the sixth verse. It says, without faith is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I saw some things in there. Possibilities is in that sixth verse. Pleasing God, it's all by faith, is in that sixth verse. God's presence, he is in that sixth verse. Provision is in that sixth verse. And they are all talking about faith. So it takes faith to get any results in the kingdom. Secondly, faith is a principal instrument we must make use of to do exploit. It is what will turn you into an unbeatable personality that can't no longer be stopped, humiliated, or limited. Now, it's powerful because, you know, a lot of times people jump to other subjects and jump to, but faith is the principal subject. Are you following me? All right. Give me some time. Give me some time on me. Faith is the principal subject. All right. Now we know Romans 10:17 says that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that, class. We know that. But I'm talking about having faith in God. Now listen to me. I want you to be able to deal with this in your ministry. I believe the reason so many people don't thoroughly grasp the things they are taught is because they only glance through them. And I heard a statement of active listening. If you want to really function in faith, there's a term called active listening. We're not just going through the motion, but really hearing what's being spoken. Many years ago, I was taught this, and it's very dangerous, and I want you to get a hold of it, about faith. So much of what we call faith today is mere mental assent. You hear people say such things as, yes, that sounds right. It's mental assent. Real faith is beyond your mind, is in your spirit. You got Mark 11:23, where it says, verily, verily, I say unto whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And we got Romans 10:8, 9 and 10. You got to believe in your heart. Faith works from the heart. And so a lot of time there's mental assent. And sometimes you got to tell the person over and over again the scriptures and the revelation for them to get it. So Romans 10:10 says faith must come from the heart. If you're going to do explorative faith, and it sounds elementary, but I got to go over these things apostolically to make sure that we have faith in God. Faith is a spiritual entity, not just a mental substance. The power of faith only becomes real when it's operated in the spirit realm. Let's park there for a minute. The power of faith only comes real when it's operating in the spirit realm. Now, I know we're going to get to it, but 2 Corinthians 4:13 now. And I think it's 2 Corinthians 4:18 and then Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. One aspect of faith sees the invisible. Faith thinks the unthinkable. Faith conquers the unconquerable. Faith hears the unhearable. Faith hears things that a natural man won't hear. So I make this statement to you again. The power of faith only becomes real when it's operating in the spirit realm, in the spirit realm, in the spirit realm, in the spirit realm. It's so important. Now, you're just not operating with words, what you heard somebody else say. I think a good verse to clarify faith is John 6:63. It says, the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. I notice this. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. I notice the words that I speak to you. So faith is a personal thing. And you're not going to have faith unless God has spoken to you. Powerful. Faith is what brings a man into the sham-free realm of life. Therefore, I think it's worth whatever it takes to find out how it operates. The sham-free realm of life. Because when you're walking by faith and not by sight, nothing can really stop you. Faith is an issue of reality, class. It will bring you victory any day, anytime, anywhere. That's what I said. Faith is an issue of reality. Notice Matthew 17:20 for a minute. Matthew 17:20. Praise God. Faith is a subject that causes everything else to move. Here in Matthew 17, 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I said unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence in yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And that's what we're saying, that faith brings you in a realm. You got Mark 9, 23, if thou can believe, all things are possible in him that believeth. It brings you in the realm of all things are possible. I consider the issue of faith as the almighty subject of our Christian adventure. It gives color to Christianity and enables you to stand in the midst of opposition and yet be in control. Now, many of you all are ministers of the gospel. From my personal experience, faith will take you anywhere you need to go. But I like this statement. It enables you to stand in the midst of opposition and yet be in control. Daniel facing the lion den, the three Hebrew boys facing the fire furnace, David facing Goliath, Moses facing the Red Sea, Joshua facing Jordan River, who was it? Joshua facing the Jericho wall in the sixth chapter of Joshua. All of these things were faced by faith. It's so important that in ministry, we have to keep faith in priority. Faith is the beauty of Christianity. Can you imagine the kind of honor that was accorded David when Daniel when he came out of the lion's den? When his faith locked the lion's jaw and he came out unharmed? Can you record how many people when he came out, how much recognition he got? Faith will do that for you in your life and your ministry. Now, picture the awesome beauty that must have rested upon Peter as he walked it on water. People laugh at Peter, you know, and say, oh, he lost faith. Yeah, have you ever walked on water? Peter did walk on the water and let us know that you, as Jesus did, have the ability to walk on the water. Now, walking on the water doesn't mean water, per se, or lake, or river. There's a lot of time you're going to walk in thin air, you're going to be walking on water in ministering life, but faith will enable you to walk on it. Faith is what beautifies Christianity, and I'm glad to let you know what God has a beautiful destiny for each one of us. And that's why I'm glad you're in this school, because me and the instructors in the school only teach by lesson, but we're teaching about lifestyle. The instructors living a certain type of life. We are built on the avenue of faith in God and his word. Now in Isaiah 61:3, turn there if you will. Matter of fact, just yesterday of this recording, I taught from Isaiah 61. Matter of fact, the lesson that was taught on September the 12th here at Word of Life Christian Center, you're going to have to get that lesson and listen at it. That's an assignment to the class. The lesson was taught on yesterday. You're going to have to listen to it. All right, in Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning. Notice the variety of things. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, by destiny, you belong to an order of beauty. You must command attraction by operating in faith properly. Everywhere you go, people must desire your concert and admire your lifestyle. That's the kind of life this school want to present on you to give God the glory. Faith is the beauty of Christianity that will remove every ash in your life. It will take away all heaviness and place the garment of praise upon you, and we need that at this time. It will make you a planting of the Lord indeed. Faith is not, class, just a mere confession. Faith is a great profession. And I say, when I've read these notes, faith is a great possession, and faith is a great possibility. And so have faith in God, and we're talking about doing exploit, things out of the ordinary, things in the supernatural, things that that is not normal, things that are miracles, signs, and wonders. Now, listen to this. It might sound simple, but it's profound. Faith is not just saying what God says. Faith is doing what God says, for faith is not faith until it is professed or processed, not just confessed, you see. Now, a lot of things in these lessons, many of you have been on faith for some time, but you're going to learn some things, that your faith must go beyond confession and grow to the level where you begin to act it. Act in faith. Faith is an action. Faith is not just saying something. Faith is a lifestyle. In Romans 1:17, it said, a just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, walk by faith and not by sight. In 1 Timothy 6:12, talk about fighting the good fight of faith. 1 John 5:4, telling you that faith is what brings the victory. So it's powerful. The great profession of faith is not about what you do, it's about what you do, not what you say. So faith is a doing. You got to act on the word. And you got to act on it from John 6:63, in spirit and life. And then it'll kick in Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. Your faith is strengthened by your action. For without action, faith, class, is dead. For without action, faith is dead. Faith is the wisdom of God. You need to get to your place of beauty, glory, and honor in Christ. I always like James 1, record this, James 1 through 6. Talk about the test, trial, and temptation. It says the trying of your faith. But then you get down to the fifth verse and say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. All right, then it goes on to say, you got the action in faith because the devil mind and man is stabbing all his ways. So what's happening is when you're trying to act in faith improperly, you're double-minded because you're here and you're there. But when you're actually operating in faith, you're single-minded and you know that faith can't fail. All right? So faith is the wisdom of God. You need to get your place of beauty, glory, and honor in Christ. All right, let's talk about accepting responsibility. Obedience will destroy every satanic opposition in your affair. Obedience, obeying the word. You know, he says in James, not only being a hearer of the word, it was James 1:22, but being a doer of the word, action. Obedience will destroy every satanic opposition in your affairs. For your victory to be established, your obedience to the word of God must first be in play. Now, you know, Isaiah 1:19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. But we're talking about land. But we're talking about obeying the word. There are things you must never think, and there are things you must never say for your glorious destiny to be put in play. And you know, you destroy your faith by thinking the wrong thing. Your faith must think the thoughts of God at all times. And then, a class, you must accept the discipline of faith. That there are certain lessons you have to learn in your faith walk, in your faith life. The Lord prayed for Peter and said, I pray that your faith fail not, meaning that you can fail in faith by thinking you're operating in faith and not. being responsible, responsibility is what make it happen. It what make your faith flow, that you're responsible for your faith. So here, let me read this to you. Accept responsibility in your walk with God. Accept responsibility. Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him. Enoch paid the responsibility price to walk with God. At the end, it was said of him that his way pleased the Lord. Now back to Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. What is God asking you to do? Accept responsibility and do it. And by so doing, you enter the next phase of glory that God have in store for you. Accept responsibility. Get delighted. Get excited. God is not a taskmaster, says. He's a loving father. He wants to make you and turn you to the envy of your world. So accept responsibility today. In other words, when you learn how to operate in faith, there are many eyes going to be upon you as you operate in faith. So a lot of ministries are not fully in faith because they're expecting somebody else to be their source. For all the years of this ministry, 47 years, God always been our souls. We never begged. We always operated in faith, and faith always caused things to happen. Every commandment of God is for your benefit. You believe that? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitability of mankind. As you begin to obey God's word, I see God dazzling you with immeasurable blessing. I mean, it's Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him faith. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly. That voice came from talking about faith, talking about love in the inner man. With these lessons, as simple as they sound, it is said that we are set for a turnaround in our life, in our ministry, a turnaround, spiritual turnaround. Here it says, I want by the grace of God to show you the secrets of faith so you can smile at the mountain and the obstacles of life. I love it. You begin to see them as opportunities to exercise what is available on the inside of you. All right, we're going to drop anchor right here. By the grace of God, to show you the secrets of faith. Write down secrets of faith. And I'll give you one of the grandest secrets. Have faith in God, Mark 11, 22. So you can smile at mountain. Why? Mark 11, 23. And the obstacles of life, you will begin to see them as opportunities to exercise what is available inside of you. Now, faith has to be on the inside of you because it's spiritual. It has to be in your spirit, in your inner man. And opposition is going to come and mountains going to come. Those are exercise. Those are weight you pick up with your faith. Those are things that your faith handles for you. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So you're going to have various things that come in your life, but use it as a faith exercising program. You are a man or woman loaded with potential. The worthy lamb was slain for you to live a worthy life. May you understand, stand and be open in Jesus' precious name. So everything, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, everything has to function with faith. If there's no faith, it can't function. Now, what is faith? If faith is an all-important subject, then we need to know what it is in the actual sense. If it makes living so colorful, then we must be bothered and concerned about what it is. Nothing work without it. Salvation is impossible without it. Healing is impossible without it. Victory is impossible without it. Now, let me conclude. Nothing is possible without faith. Nothing. Which means Christianity is worthless without faith. Christianity is worthless without faith. Faith is the producer of good report. Well, good report are found in this kingdom. It's a direct product of faith. I found many prayer warriors who are gallant failures, but you can never point a finger, point to a faith giant who is not a super success. So you know, a lot of people do a lot of praying, but if you're not operating in faith, you're going to fail. Look around in the world and in the Bible also. Show me a giant of faith, and I'll show you a giant on earth. David, Moses, etc. Faith is the principal determining factor of every stature. There's no contesting this fact. Every exploit recorded in Hebrews 11, that chapter, is a direct product of faith, by faith, through faith, with faith. So what is faith? Faith, now this is not going to sound too spiritual, but I want you to hear it. Faith is a universal currency. It delivers at the same rate in every nation of the earth. See, faith work everywhere. Faith work in Africa. Faith work in Alaska. Faith work in Germany. Faith is a currency of the whole world if you operate in faith. It has the same purchasing value all over the world. Everything about God and your destiny begin with faith. Faith is the foundation for the fulfillment of every vision. It is the base for the realization of every calling, election. Vision, calling, election. All of it is based on faith. Apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, no matter what you do, it's all based on the element of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We read that. And Jesus said, without him, you can do nothing. That's John 15:5. It is important to understand that without faith, you are bound to fail. Look at Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2. It is important to understand that without faith, you are bound to fail. Now, without the understanding of faith, you are bound to fail. All of Jesus' ministry was based on faith. That's why it tells us in Hebrews 12 and 2, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now there in the first verse it says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. All talking about faith. Go to verse 2. Go to verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to set up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. In other words, if you don't operate in faith, you're going to have problems along those lines. Amen? All right. So it's important to understand that without faith, you're bound to fail. If without faith we cannot get God, it means building without God is building without faith. And that's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Let me read that to you again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. If without faith we cannot get God, it means building without God is building without faith. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. Look at verse 6 now. Look at first, 2 Peter 1, 6. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, God. And all this got to be in your faith. And then verse 7. And to God and brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, verse kindness, charity. And then verse 8. For if these things be in you, be in your faith. If these things be in your faith, well, let's talk about it. If these things be absent from your faith, so I don't know, six or seven things. If these things be in your faith and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren or untruthful in any knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a powerful statement. You know that? That's how powerful faith is. And you see it right there in those verses. He said, give all diligence. You don't add faith to anything. Rather, you add everything else to faith. Faith is the baseline for fulfillment in every area of your life. Absolute faith equals absolute victory. Absolute faith equals absolute victory. Now, here's why. And I think this is powerful. Because faith commits God's integrity. And when God is committed, the deed is done. I used that scripture on yesterday. Isaiah 55:11 is an aspect or a camera or an insight of faith. That faith will not return void because faith operates synonymous with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God, with the kingdom, with heaven. It's powerful. Faith is the baseline of fulfillment in every area of life. Absolute faith equals absolute victory. Again, because faith commits God's integrity, and when God is committed, the deed is done. When you're operating in faith, I know that personally, victory becomes a way of life. What? When faith is actively at work in you. Walk in victory all the time. You have challenges, but you walk in victory. We have to be delivered from the world. And you in ministry are going to have to get people delivered from the world. Belief system that propagate faith in dream, goal, and in self. No, not in goal, not in dream, not in self, but faith in God. Faith is a demonstration of confidence in God, not confidence in itself. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Faith, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Faith is a demonstration of confidence in God, not confidence in self. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and make his flesh. We need to hear that during these times. And make his flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. Look at the sixth verse now. For he shall be like the heat in the desert and shall not see when the good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Go to the next verse, verse 7. Blessed, now here we go. Guess what faith is. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Go on to the next verse. For he shall be, it's faith. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That's 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8 is powerful. That's powerful. That was Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Faith is God. Faith in God is what makes the journey of life great. Repeat it again. Every outstanding thing in the kingdom of God is a direct product of faith in God. Now, I just talked to you about James 1, didn't I? Do you realize that every test is a test of faith? James 1, 3. What you're going through right now, student, anything in life, your family life, your finances, your health, your ministry, all it is a test of faith, anything you're going through. Knowing this is the trying of your faith, work patient. Exercise your faith when things don't look like they're working right. Every test we will ever confront in our journey is a test of faith to find out if you're dependent on yourself or on God, to see whether you are looking up to God, to yourself, or just looking around. If every test is a test of faith, then you need the fight of faith to go through. And that's 1 Timothy 6:12. Without faith, you're bound to fail. Write this scripture down. Genesis 22:12. Without faith, you're bound to fail. Genesis 22:12. Got it? All right. When Satan came at Peter, Jesus said, I said to the earlier, I pray for you that your faith fail not. Luke 22:32. That means you and I don't have a future without faith. Faith is the practical expression of confidence in God and His Word. Hebrews 10:35-36. God said to Abram, Genesis 12:1, get thee out. And verse 4 of the same chapter 12 tell us, so Abraham departed. As the Lord has spoken unto him, this is a practical expression of confidence. He did what God said. God said to Noah, it will so rain that the earth will be flooded. And despite the fact that no rain had fallen yet, it had never rained before, Noah moved with fear and built the ark as God had instructed him. So class, we'll get back. We'll take up in faith on our next section. All of these things are simple, true, that we have to get this foundation under the class this year. And as an instructor, I'll be jumping from one lesson to another one to teach you things that you need to do in order to win in life. God bless you. See you next session.